Pro-migration Canadian Liberal loses election to Pakistani immigrant. By Neil Munro on May 11, 2026. A pro-migration Canadian politician is complaining about voter fraud after he lost his political job to Pakistani immigrant Osnul Hafiz, who owns a chain of low-wage pizza stores. "I've spoken to a few scrutineers, ballot supervisors, already who said they've never seen anything like it. And it's unreal what happened in there," Liberal Nate Erskine-Smith told reporters after the results were announced. "I have to do a full debrief with them before I decide next steps. Before I decide if I really consider the outcome fair," he said amid claims that many Pakistani voters did not have clear proof of citizenship. The election spotlights the tension within the alliance of globalist investors and migrants in Canada's transformed politics. Canada's economy and civic culture have already been totally changed by the establishment's decision to help investors by importing one immigrant for every three Canadians. The vast majority of the new migrants are culturally distant Indians, Chinese, and Muslims, including many from Pakistan. "The vast inflow has been a nation-transforming disaster for Canadians, especially young Canadians. It slashed wages, stalled productivity, fueled crime, spiked housing costs, and reduced birth rates, while enriching older investors with a wave of housing profits and consumer sales." In March 2025, pro-migration politician and banker Mark Carney harnessed those older voters to win a majority in Parliament after the resignation of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Carney's win was built largely on a coalition of elderly, home-owning Canadians angry at President Donald Trump and poor immigrant voters who are both grateful for and dependent on the government's economic and political support for migrants. But Erskine-Smith lost his race even though he had courted the migrant vote in the district where white Canadians are only 40% of the residents. He was trying to win a primary election in a local race in Ontario, one of 10 provinces with its own government. He was the favorite in the Scarborough Southwest race, partly because he had worked as the housing minister in Canada's federal government, which is now run by Carney, who had endorsed his candidacy. Roughly 1,400 votes were cast, and Hafiz clinched the win when votes from another candidate were transferred during the multi-stage ballot counting process. The other losing candidates were Kadira Jackson and Mahmoudin Azrin. The defeat prompted much jeering from pro-Canada Canadians. Ex-account Slushyslus noted, "You imported them. Gave them everything they wanted. Dressed like them. The first chance they had after they grew their numbers, they replaced you. How's mass migration working out? The game just started, what we played. This is like a semi-final," Hafiz told supporters. "Now we have to play final." Hafiz now has support from John Fraser, the interim leader of the Ontario Liberal Party. Fraser said the primary election was fair, and it is up to Erskine-Smith to prove the election was improper. In the United States, immigrant voters have sidelined many politicians, including many African Americans and Republicans in California, Texas, and the Northeast. But that trend was reversed in 2024 when many non-white immigrant voters backed Trump's populist campaign message. In response, many U.S. progressives are applauding Carney's political coalition of investor-directed migration and government-dependent migrants. For example, this weekend, Carney, who is also a top anchor, told U.S. progressives at a Toronto conference that progressives can win by reassuring voters amid the civic chaos created by the globalist, pro-migration economic policies pushed by Carney and other investors. "People are feeling a loss of control. It's a conversation that's been going on for a few years. Control, or loss of control over the cost of living, loss of control over who comes across their borders, loss of control, we just heard, over what enters their social media feed, control, or loss thereof, of a technology that may displace and destroy their jobs before it improves their lives. Control in a world that's more divided and dangerous by the day. And that loss of agency, or control, is a common thread through all our politics. We can't answer, conservatives and populists, by pining for an old order that's not going to return. The loss of control that people feel that feeds our age of anxiety, it can only be answered, by positive action, by building that which comes next. In this more uncertain world, building for all, actual building, concrete, steel, and code, is the new progressive politics, Carney, the investor, told his subordinate Progressive Partners. For example, Carney said the government must help Canadians by helping investors to build more cheap housing. While he declined to mention that the housing shortages have been caused by the investors who lobbied former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to massively expand immigration after 2015. Housing is unaffordable in part because we haven't been building affordable housing, said Carney, who is both a multinational investor and an advocate for more international migrants. The Canadian conference was attended by many U.S. Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, who pushed similar pro-investor, high-migration policies since his election in 2008. Axios.com reported on the conference. The average American is going to struggle to care about climate change if they can't figure out how to pay their rent, Senator Elissa Slotkin, Democrat Michigan, told Semaphore. The most important thing is delivery of services and governance to people. The environmental movement, in general, needs to adjust and say, we can't just be about stopping things. Neera Tandon, the president of CAP and director of the Biden White House's Domestic Policy Council, said attendees are learning from our example that it's important for progressives to deliver on results as soon as possible. Democrats still lack a single answer for why the Biden presidency shredded their image, Axios wrote. The one Carney offers is populist and to the right of Biden.